lab-grown meat and its carbon footprint. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Fire up that grill over the weekend. Was your protein the real deal or something else? In today's program, we're talking about the lab-grown version, and please know that we're adding the quotations around that word meat, as work is still being done to identify the naming. At any rate, a new report suggests that lab-grown meat may have a larger carbon footprint. Researchers at the University of California, Davis found that lab-grown or cultivated meat's environmental impact is likely to be orders of magnitude higher than retail beef. One of the current challenges with lab-grown meat is the use of the highly refined or purified growth media, the ingredients needed to help animal cells multiply. The study found that the global warming potential of lab-based meat using these purified media is 4 to 25 times greater than the average for retail beef. The most efficient beef production systems reviewed in the study outperformed cultured meat across all scenarios, suggesting investments to advance more climate-friendly beef production may yield greater reductions in emissions more quickly than investments in cultured meat. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.